This Saturday evening, the WCF Symphony opens their season with their opening night gala, Bolero. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and we're very fortunate to have joining us in Iowa Public Radio Studio One the WCF Symphony's music director and CEO and clarinetist, Jason Weinberger, and the WCF Symphony's guest pianist and Iowa native, Connor Hanick. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. This is great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Jacqueline.
Jason, this is an exciting start to the WCF Symphony season. Give us an overview of what the gala opening is going to include.
Well, yeah, this program is a real celebration of what we do best and what we're most interested in presenting for our audiences. There's great variety on the program. We're going to hear some music by some very venerable favorite composers, and we're going to also hear some pieces I'm pretty sure our audience has never heard live. So, you know, that sense of adventure and discovery that's part of so many of our concerts is definitely a part of this one. And we also have some special surprises for the audience. You know, the way we're going to present these pieces may surprise some. I guess people who have been coming to WCF Symphony concerts for a few years are expecting surprises, but this, I think we're going to branch out in some new directions. And all of it is going to be geared towards enhancing these four amazing pieces that we're presenting together at our opening night concert at the Gallagher Blue Dorn. The program opens with a work by Beethoven that's infrequently performed. It's called Wellington's Victory. Interesting piece, originally conceived for a musical machine that had been invented by the same guy who patented the metronome, actually, in the early 19th century. And then it became a really interesting, almost quasi-bombastic orchestra piece, which was presented for the first time on a concert with the Seventh Symphony. So it's from a very mature period of Beethoven's life, but is commonly viewed as sort of a throwaway piece. I like to think of it a little bit more as kind of a popular entertainment. You know, I think it fits in a category of pieces that we don't really have a place for when we construct our story of music history. But this work is really interesting and deserves to be heard and thought about, at least. It also gives us a chance to introduce the orchestra in a very novel way, and I'm not going to say any more about that. Speaking of novel, then we're going to go into a performance of John Adams' piano concerto called Century Rolls with Connor Hanick, and I'm sure we'll discuss that momentarily. On the second half, I'm stepping off the podium, and I'll be performing New York Counterpoint by Steve Reich, which is for live clarinet and a tape recording, an audio recording of 10 other clarinets. It's an amazing piece, a tremendous experience. We're also going to present that in a unique way, really highlighting the aspect of live performance and recorded media and the intersection of music and technology, kind of looking back at the first half as well. Both that theme is involved with both pieces on the first half. And then finally finishing with Bolero by Ravel, which will really highlight the talents of our wonderful musicians and kind of ties the bow on this wonderful evening of music that is machine-like at times, but is also really inspiring and interesting and fun to listen to. And so we're just thrilled to be presenting these pieces together and excited about some of the surprises that we have in store for the audience.
It is going to be an exciting way to kick off the season. Well, Connor, tell us about yourself and these Iowa roots we've been talking about.
I am indeed an Iowan. I was born in Iowa City and grew up in Iowa City, went to City High School, and went to Northwestern for my undergraduate, so remained in the Midwest before heading out east and moving to New York right after my graduation from Northwestern. I've been there for 9 years now. In Iowa City, I am definitely a product of the Iowa City Community School District music program. I started violin in fourth grade and had Melissa Bloom conduct our string orchestra at Southeast, studied violin with Candace Wiebner at City High. And I actually started piano after the violin and at West Music in Coralville. I think that's still there. They're still doing lessons and everything. And then shortly after, started lessons at the University of Iowa when I was in high school, and then moved on from there.
And headed to New York City.
Into New York City, yes. I've been there for 9 years. This is the beginning of my ninth year. It's crazy. But I've been in school for 7 years. I did my master's and just finished my doctorate at Juilliard. And sticking around for now.
And while you were there, you have sort of created this niche for yourself. Tell us about that.
I've become known, I suppose, as somebody that likes to play a lot of contemporary music, certainly a pianist that's sympathetic to composers and interested in the variety of styles that comes with contemporary composition. But it was something that I started at Northwestern. I worked a little bit with Ursula Oppens, who's sort of like the mama bear of contemporary piano music. And she introduced me to a lot of things, and hearing her recitals at Northwestern was really a remarkable experience. But it wasn't really until I got to Juilliard and met a lot of composers and started establishing my musical community there that I started playing a ton of contemporary music, and sort of developed a facility for learning really gnarly scores that nobody else wanted to look at. And it's something that I still love to do.
Tell us about the work that you're going to be soloing with the WCF Symphony.
We'll be doing John Adams' piano concerto called Century Rolls. It's actually not the only concerto he wrote for piano. There's an early piece called Eros Piano, which is based on a piece by Toru Takemitsu called River Run. And it was written for the amazing pianist Paul Crosley. But it's very, very different than this piece. It's sort of impressionistic, Debussy, Ravel-like, and very subdued, whereas Century Rolls, written about 20 years later, is anything but subdued. It's kind of a bombastic, pull-out-all-the-stops type of concerto. And it sort of harkens to the tradition of the piano concerto, but it's very much an orchestra piece, too. I mean, it's sort of a concerto grosso in the truest sense of the word. The orchestra parts, the woodwind playing, the brass parts, are all very soloistic and rather treacherous. So it's really a cooperative effort, unlike a lot of classical and some of the romantic concertos where it's sort of the spotlight on the pianist and dim lights on the orchestra. This is very much the opposite of that.
Jason, do you have anything you want to add about the Century Rolls?
Well, it's just so exciting to work on this with Connor, who is, you know, quite experienced in performing the music of contemporary composers. But also what's neat about this is that we've really been able to have him here all week and work very closely together on the piece, on putting it together, make sure we're sharing the same conception of the work. And also in this case, you know, I have to say, when the orchestra reads some of this alone, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's such an integrated quality to the piano and the orchestra part that there are large stretches of the piece that are much harder to play without the piano there than actually with the pianist there. I'm sitting there, you know, going do 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 do, you know, while they're playing, because they need to get the sense for what that underlying, you know, sort of rhythmic consistency is going to be. So in any case, I think that's a real bonus, and it also gives us a unique opportunity to get to learn from our soloists. You know, a lot of times the soloist will just come in and you kind of, everybody sort of knows how these things go, and, you know, boom, 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 we're done, and concert's tomorrow. And in this case, we really get to work with Connor, get to learn his perspective, get to learn from his experience. And I think that's a really rewarding part of orchestra music that we don't delve into too much. We don't give ourselves that opportunity enough. And so I'm very excited that Connor was willing to do this and that we've had a chance to do that together this week.
Connor, you're going to play another work for us today by John Adams here in Studio One. What do you have for us? And tell us a little bit about the work.
Yeah, I'm going to play a short, early piece of John Adams, something very stylistically different than Century Rolls, and actually one of a very small number of solo piano pieces that he's written. This is called China Gates, which is the little brother piece to a much larger piece called Phrygian Gates. It's sort of, I think it was written in the late 70s, and one of the really early experiments for Adams with these wave formations. And the both hands of the piano, of the pianist performing this piece, has varying collections of notes that sort of undulate in asymmetrical ways. And it truly is a piece of minimalism. Adams is not really considered a minimalist composer anymore. He sort of started as a minimalist composer, but then, as he's described it, is a minimalist composer that got bored with minimalism. But this early piece of his, China Gates, is really one of these sort of hypnotic, sort of pulsating pieces that are still characteristics of his music, but not as kind of distilled as it is in this piece.
China Gates, performed by Connor Hanick, who is here live with us in Studio One on Iowa Public Radio's classical stream, and the music of John Adams. Wonderful performance. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we're all excited about you coming back to Iowa, Connor, and performing the Century Rolls with the WCF Symphony. Jason, tell us how we can get tickets to this Saturday evening's concert of the opening night gala, Bolero.
Of course. We do have tickets, and you can check them out at our amazing brand new website. Did everybody get the flashing lights around that? We have a new website out this week. We're really excited about it. It's kind of the last piece of our new brand that we rolled out this fall. And plenty of information not only on the concert, but also we have an open rehearsal. That's Thursday night. And a concert's on Saturday night, also preceded by a dinner. Folks could get some more information on that, as well as our concert conversation, which immediately precedes the concert. So drop in on our website, which is wcfsymphony.org. Our contact information's there. And if you have any other questions about what's going on this week, just give us a buzz.
This exciting season opener is this Saturday evening with the WCF Symphony, and that starts at 7:30 at the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. Thanks for engineering today's interview goes to Iowa Public Radio's Tony Daner and Phil Moss. We'd also like to thank our on-air hosts for including today's interview. And many thanks goes to the music director and CEO of the WCF Symphony, Jason Weinberger, and Iowa's own concert pianist extraordinaire, Connor Hanick. Thanks so much for joining us today and sharing about this Saturday evening's amazing WCF Symphony opening night gala Bolero concert. Thank you both.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks for having us.